Chances are you've never heard about a property tax audit program quite like the one Sitka is using. The local assessing department doesn't just review paperwork. Someone actually shows up at your house once a month for a year.
12 monthly checks that they come to your door the first 2 weeks of every month. And if I'm there, they just identify who I am. Hi, you're Mary Todd Anderson. Great, we're on our way.
This is Mary Todd Anderson, and for her, there's nothing great about this audit technique.
If I'm not there, they hang a doorknob little sheet that says basically I have till the end of the month to come in and identify who I am and sign off that I'm, in essence, Mary Todd Anderson.
Sitka has started this face-to-face audit program because it can. Anchorage, for instance, exempts 16,000 homes from property taxes. In Sitka, there are only 590 homes in the property tax exemption program, and only a randomly selected 10% of them, 59, are being audited.
It takes 1 to 2 days to distribute the door hangers or knock on the door. It's not an administratively burdensome task.
Wendy Lawrence is Sitka's assessor. She's got a lot on her plate already without going door to door to make sure people who are getting a break on property taxes really qualify for that break.
It does require that I'm not doing my other tasks, so I will consider maybe modifying that as we move forward, because in actuality, relying on the PFD information should be adequate.
The PFD. To qualify for the senior property tax exemption, you must be 65 years old and have lived in the state for a full year before applying. You also can't be gone for more than 180 days in any subsequent year without a qualifying reason, like a medical emergency. Sound familiar? Except for being 65, everything else about the property tax exemption mirrors the requirements for receiving the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend. The state provides Lawrence with a list of Sitka residents eligible to receive the PFD, a list that is roughly 2 years out of date. Following state law requires her to be fair and equitable in administering the property tax exemption in Sitka. It's her own work ethic that compels Lawrence to be accurate. Hence, her desire to put boots on the ground.
But I decided to do it in this manner because it is the best way to determine the residency portion of it.
The audit period began in Sitka on October 1st when the 59 residents in the sample, including Mary Todd Anderson, received formal notice that they would be required to reapply for the exemption and to expect the monthly visits. Already, Lawrence has an 8% out-of-compliance rate. Mary Todd Anderson wants to play by the rules and thinks others should too. She's not opposed in principle to being audited.
Yeah, it should be tightened up if people have deceased, if they have died, and the relatives or somebody is receiving the discount, the exemption. Absolutely. I understand hearsay that four people they discovered so far.
But the door-to-door audit seems over the top to her. She calls it punitive. The documentation accompanying the audit is extensive, and Anderson believes some seniors will feel threatened by it. She doesn't know who else is being audited, but she believes many others share her concern.
It's hard to get a list of those that are being audited. They're not going to give it to me. So I have to just go by hearsay. If I hear somebody's name, I go talk to them. And yes, they find it very invasive, very intrusive, but they're scared.
Lawrence doesn't feel it has to be that way. The audit is coming when the state government is in budget trouble and Sitka is energetically looking for new sources of revenue. Despite the economy, home values and property taxes are steadily climbing.
It's nothing personal. It's simply my job as the assessor is to be non-political and to administer the program. It's unfortunate that it's coming at a time when things are really getting tight. I watch the market. I understand the market. I know things are getting really tough, and I understand that.
The Senior Citizen Disabled Veteran Property Tax Exemption is state law. It started in Sitka and elsewhere in 1972 with just a handful of homes. Up until 1987, the state reimbursed communities for tax revenue they lost under the program. Currently, Sitka exempts about $500,000 a year in taxes. For individual homeowners who qualify, the exemption is worth about $900 a year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.